At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow. Purchasing, refinancing, or refurbishing an investment property? Visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider joins us with the business news. And Ian, tell us how Ryanair is putting the squeeze on the world's largest aircraft manufacturer, Boeing.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. Don't play poker with Michael O'Leary because he is very good at bluffing. Ryanair in a statement today saying that it has pulled out of talks to place a new order for Boeing's 737 MAX jet. They had been in talks since late last year, and these would be planes over and above the 200 or so that Ryanair is already buying for Boeing over the next 5 years. It has started to take delivery of some of those planes, and it will continue to take those planes as they are manufactured over the next 5 years. But it was in talks with Boeing to buy possibly hundreds more jets, which would be worth several billion dollars of revenue to Boeing. In a statement today, Ryanair and its chief executive, Michael O'Leary, saying that the talks have ended because the price is the issue. Ryanair are saying that Boeing are taking far too an optimistic view of the price of planes over the next couple of years. So the suggestion seems to be that Boeing believe that travel will recover and therefore airlines will start splashing the cash so that they won't have to give any discount to airlines, including Ryanair. Ryanair would believe that, well, look at what has happened to the aviation industry. Airlines going to the wall, airlines going bankrupt or requiring government bailouts, and therefore it should get significant discounts. And it points out that two big customers of Boeing, Delta Airlines and Jet2, have walked away and done deals with Airbus for their jets. So perhaps Boeing are in a weak position here. Michael O'Leary has done this before, Matt. I think back in the wake of September 11 attacks, Ryanair a few months later placed a massive order for Boeing, really did help that company get its business back up and running, and had done it again, I think, in the wake of 2008 as well. Ryanair have taken the opportunity, well, look, if the airlines are suffering, if they need customers, we'll come to you, we'll order you a lot of planes, but you're going to have to give us a big, big discount on those price tags you stick on the jets. And Ryanair saying today, we actually don't believe Boeing, that they have all of these orders coming in and we're walking away. So this is the ultimate poker game.
I suppose Boeing also know, though, that he doesn't go with other aircraft, although he think he has some Airbus now. Lauda Air acquisition, and that changes things a little bit. But tell me about Emerald Airlines, which is a new airline which has just received its license to fly. Who owns it? Who's running it?
Well, Emerald Airlines was set up a number of months ago by Conor McCarthy, who will be very well known in the airline business. He's worked for a number of airlines, but about a decade ago, he set up a company called Dublin Aerospace, which is based in Dublin Airport and is a maintenance firm for a number of airlines, and it has grown to be a very successful and large business. Well, last year, or earlier on this year, he won a 10-year contract to operate the Aer Lingus regional route, so flying lots of routes from regional UK airports into Dublin or into the rest of Ireland so they could connect on to Aer Lingus long-haul flights and other Aer Lingus flights. The existing operator of that was Stobart Air. It went into liquidation earlier on this year. Now, the process of setting up a new airline is not that easy. So one of the things you have to do is convince aviation authorities, and in this case, the Irish Aviation Authority, that the airline is safe to fly. And they have in recent days completed a number of flights and have received their air operator certificate. Now, the flights are not due to start until the 1st of January 2023, because that was when the contract with Stobart Air was meant to run out. Of course, Stobart is no longer in existence. Aer Lingus and its parent company, IAG, are flying some of those routes themselves. And there is a hope that perhaps Emerald, now that it has got this certificate and is beginning to recruit pilots and cabin crew and staff and buying planes or renting planes, could be in a position to fly some of these regional routes a little bit earlier. And they are important to Aer Lingus because, as I said, it is much easier for somebody in the UK, if you're based on the west coast of England, perhaps you're in Exeter or Bath or Bristol, to fly to Dublin and connect on to a flight to New York than it is to go to Heathrow or Birmingham and Manchester. So hopefully this is a good time for the aviation industry in Ireland. We have seen passenger numbers pick up a little bit. I know the Dublin Airport Authority figures today show that we're still well below 2019 numbers, but a lot better news out of aviation rather than seeing airlines cut back flights and close down altogether.
Okay, why has IKEA got 10% of its goods unavailable in its Irish stores?
Mostly down to COVID. Now, there are some people trying to link this to the general Brexit issue where there are some supply chain issues, but COVID is having an impact on both the supply of raw materials because, of course, factories were shut down last year and earlier on this year across Europe. So there is a delay. People are just catching back up. And they are saying that across their stores, 22 stores in the UK and Ireland, there will be a shortage of about 1,000 products or about 10% of their overall product lines. There is a shortage of raw materials. There's a shortage of finished product. There is a shortage of drivers to get the finished product into their stores. This is not a Brexit issue. There is a shortage across Europe of heavy goods vehicle drivers. There's a shortage of labor, which means factories are suffering. There's a shortage of raw materials coming in from around the world. So they are telling people out there that when you go to the stores, some of the products out there, particularly some of the popular products, and that would include timber, which is in real short supply at the moment, that may be an issue. And we are seeing it again. There is a Brexit effect. We're now seeing Marks and Spencer warning customers again that when the new checks come into force between products coming from the European Union into mainland UK and onwards into Ireland, there could be an issue. And we are also seeing, there's a big story on the front of the Financial Times today, Matt, where the UK are warning people that because of a shortage of linen, because drivers are not available to get them from laundries into hotels, that the hotels will not be able to make beds every day. A lot of this is... Matt, I have to say, I saw this myself last week where hotels are warning, when I was in the UK a number of weeks ago, hotels warning, we won't make your bed up every day. Matt, a lot of people want to blame it all on Brexit. I think the problem is COVID has meant that the flow of workers, people coming into countries like Ireland and the UK, just hasn't been there because of people staying at home and not being able to. So a lot of this is probably down to COVID rather than just Brexit.
Ian Guider, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.